Well, hello, I'm here at Crufts again today and I'm speaking to Carolyn Menteith, who is a renowned behaviourist and dog trainer and who is the lady responsible for introducing the Puppy Plan, which was launched in February of this year. So, Carolyn, can you tell us a little bit more about the Puppy Plan, please?
Yeah, I'd love to. I think one of the things that the Kennel Club especially has been so good at is to say that dogs have to be fit for function, which is great. So everybody's health testing to make sure that they're physically healthy. But actually the function for most of the 6 million dogs in this country is going to be as a pet dog. So what we need to do is make sure that we are breeding and raising puppies that are fit for function as a family pet. And that is the hardest thing we ever ask a dog to do, because we want them to not chase the children and not knock over granny and not round up the cat and be left alone and put up with loud noises and all of those sort of things. And they're all sort of based in what happens in those first 16 weeks of life, which is when puppies are literally growing their brains. I mean, when I was putting together the Puppy Plan, did an awful lot of research, and it's really interesting that the brain of a newly born puppy has got exactly the same number of brain cells as a 16-week-old puppy, but a 16-week-old puppy's brain is 10 times bigger, and that is because of all the connections that are made from everything that that puppy sees and hears and smells and feels in those first 16 weeks of life. So the Puppy Plan is to give, first of all, breeders who've got puppies from being born to 8 weeks old, it's almost a task list, if you like, of how to socialise their puppies, what to do, what they should be introducing to the puppies, and then more importantly have something that they then pass on to the new owners who can then carry on the Puppy Plan for the next 8 weeks.
Okay, now that's brilliant. I mean, as a puppy school tutor myself, I know how important it is to give our puppies the best start in life, and I often say to people, they don't come pre-programmed like a washing machine. We have to help them. Absolutely. And help them learn how to become a really well-adjusted family pet. Can you sort of explain to people who might not really understand what socialisation is and why it's so important for our puppies?
Absolutely. Socialisation, first of all, is introducing puppies to everything that's going to be a part of their normal life. And there's actually two bits to socialisation. There's introducing them to the things that you want them to be social with, which is children, adults, all sorts of people, other dogs, and then the things that you want them to ignore, which is actually habituation, which is to ignore the loud noises and to ignore the sheep and ignore the guinea pig and all of those sort of things. So socialisation is introducing your dog to all those things that are going to be a really important part of his life when he's at the age that he can actually realise that, say, these aren't scary. All animals are neophobic, which only just means that they're scared of new things. It's the instinct that stops rabbits bouncing up to lions and going, hello, who are you? Because that's not great for self-preservation. But for a newly born animal to be neophobic, they'd be in such a state of stress all the time because everything's new. So you have a really short window where everything they meet, they're not scared of. Neophobia hasn't kicked in yet. And that's a natural instinct. So that's why when people say, oh, well, it doesn't matter that he wasn't socialised because I'll do it later. No, you can't. You have this window where your puppy will just go, oh, look at that. That's part of my life. That's really exciting. As opposed to when they'll then go, oh, good grief, I've never seen that before and I'm terrified and I'm going to do whatever I do and I'm terrified. And that might be scared, or it might be bark, or it might become aggressive and become a little bit toothy. So many behaviour problems can just be solved completely if you socialise those puppies at that time when they're just accepting of everything.
I completely agree, and the reason that I started puppy school is because I had a rescue dog who didn't have that start in life and has developed behaviour problems because of it. So you're preaching to the converted here.
Do you know, one of the scariest things is that the major cause of death in dogs under 2 years old is euthanasia because of behaviour problems.
Yeah.
It's nothing else. It's not disease. It's not anything like that. It is because they've shown behaviour problems that mean that they end up in rescue and can't be rehomed or are euthanized because of aggression problems.
And it's such a shame and completely avoidable when you've had a dog from a puppy.
Absolutely.
I mean, what sort of things can people do generally when they have a dog to socialise? I mean, we've spoken about the importance and obviously getting them used to things that aren't scary, but can they take them shopping? Should they have treats with them? What should they do?
I think when you're talking about the really tiny puppies, you've always got to be aware that they're not vaccinated. And so while it's good to get them out and about, you can't put them on the ground. So you're going to have to carry them. But there's no reason why you can't. There's no reason why you can't take them down to the bottom of the garden to, you know, watch the birds and watch the neighbourhood cats, or take them out in your front garden and look at the traffic and all of those sort of things. You can take them out in your own car. You can take them to the supermarket if you like. A little bit careful, because then everybody will come and talk to them and they might have unvaccinated dogs at home, so you just have to be a little bit cautious about that sort of thing. But again, I'm coming back to major cause of death in dogs under 2 years old is behaviour problems. It's not parvovirus or whatever. So get them out, just get them out, be careful, don't put them on the ground, carry them, and just let them see all those things. And then once they are vaccinated, get them everywhere you can. And you can be really inventive. Have parties. It's a great excuse for a party. Invite all your friends round to come and, you know, talk to the puppy. And
people, I like the sound of that. That's a really good... I'm up for a party any time, and having a puppy party with a difference at home would be great.
Well, I've got to say, it's a really good excuse. You can take them to the pub, so you get an excuse to go to the pub. You can have parties, so it's a good excuse to have a party. Endless social world with the puppy.
And if we can find some dog-friendly cafes, we can take them out for us when we go to lunch as well, which is brilliant. I'm liking this more and more.
It actually works both ways, though, because one of the reasons an awful lot of dogs are left home alone so often is because their behaviour is such that people can't take them out and about.
Yeah.
So if you actually socialise them, it means you can take them out to lunch and to your friends' houses and to the pub, and to make them even more a part of your life and build the bond even more.
That's absolutely true, and such good advice. Now, when someone's thinking about getting a puppy, what should they do, in your opinion?
Well, without a shadow of a doubt, I mean, health tests are really important. If you're going to go and get a pedigree puppy from a breeder, then yes, they have to be doing the health tests, but they also need to be doing the socialisation, which means when you go and see them, you want to see that those puppies are being raised in the house, so they're used to all those household noises, and you want to see them with mum. And more to the point, you want to see that mum is nice. If you walk in and the first thing mum does is have a damn good snarl at you and look at you as if she wants to eat you, then turn around and walk away, because she's going to pass that temperament on to her puppy. So go and see your breeder. It doesn't matter if the place doesn't look particularly tidy, because you don't keep your place tidy if you've got a litter of puppies,
No. Trust
me. But you just want to see that mum looks healthy, happy, relaxed. The puppies look relaxed and healthy. And you can ask them, you know, what socialisation have they done? What have they met? Have they met? You know, you can say, I've got children and two cats. Have they met children? Have they met cats? If they haven't, doesn't mean they're not great puppies, but you might be better off going to a breeder that's got a household that's a little bit more similar to yours, because that's what those puppies are used to. Research, socialisation is important as the health test, and seeing mum, and that mum's nice.
And I think as well it's a case of not letting your heart rule your head sometimes, isn't it? Because we can all fall for those cute puppy eyes, but if it's not the right fit and those socialisation steps haven't happened, you could potentially be lining up for some, you know, difficulties in the future.
Absolutely. It's far better to get it right at the point when you can sort of control it and then shape this gorgeous little fluffy bundle into the dog of your dreams, rather than being playing catch up all the time. And you will be doing, if you get a puppy that isn't socialised, that they might be okay, but they're never going to realise the potential, the fantastic dog that they really could be if they'd had that socialisation.
Okay, so that's the advice for people when they're looking for a puppy. But once they've fallen for their bundle of fluff and he or she's arrived home with them, what things can they be doing?
Well, the puppy plan falls into two halves. The first half is what the breeder does, but then the next half is what the owner does. And what we sort of say is, first of all, make a list of all the things that are going to be a part of your dog's life, now or in the future. So all the different types of people, different environments, things like they're going to be going to the vet, they're going to be going to maybe boarding kennels if you go on holiday, friends, family, and make sure they get to meet all of these things. Get them out, find a good puppy party, and when I say a good puppy party, go and watch, because there's some dreadful puppy parties out there. They become just free-for-alls, and they're run for all the right reasons. but inexperienced people who will just let all the puppies off lead and let them charge around together. And all that happens is that the bully puppies get to become even better bullies, and the timid puppies learn to be even more timid, because you really have to be, because there's some real bullies out there. So find a good puppy class that let puppies play in tiny groups, one-on-one, and just meet lots of different people. And remember that just going to a puppy group or a puppy training group once a week isn't socialisation. You have to take them out everywhere with you, everywhere you go. We've already said, take them to the pub, have friends round, include them in your life and get them used to the life you want them to lead as a family dog.
That's really good advice, and certainly something that I've seen in puppy classes. And I would certainly encourage anybody who has a puppy to go along and observe a puppy class or a puppy party without their pup before joining, and if they don't feel comfortable, not to go and find somebody else. I mean, this is all fantastic advice, and I understand that the puppy plan is free for people to download, is that right?
Yep, it's completely free because we want it to be accessible to as many people as possible. The website is nice and simply thepuppyplan.com, and you can download it from there, either the breeder booklet or the new owner booklet.
Well, that's brilliant, and I'm certainly going to be forwarding the link onto all my students in my puppy classes and using it for them. So, Carolyn, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.